Are you going to eat that chicken nugget? Can I have it?
Just go all the way. Serve him with papers. Really scare him. Threaten to take half.
Oh, it's so irritating.
No way.
I'll get rid of him before I get rid of the housekeeper.
So if you need a character witness in court when it's time for divorce day, let me know, because I will be there.
You listen to Stuff with Shannon. You're loving on Stuff with Shannon. The songs are all about Shannon. They fail to mention the author.
She's a wife and a mommy.
Yeah.
Help plan Kelly's wedding.
Yeah. Wakes up super early.
Yeah.
And I clearly cannot sing.
Yeah.
It's Stuff with Shannon and Deontay. It's Stuff with Shannon and Deontay. It's Stuff with Shannon and Deontay. It's Stuff with Shannon and Deontay.
Deontay, I'm not trying to be rude, but you were a few minutes late getting here today, and that's not really acceptable.
Tell you what, why don't you just take it out of my pay?
Yeah, there's that. So you were telling me this morning that you were trying to get out the door, but something happened, and so you didn't think you were ever going to get here.
So my husband was going to work out, and he comes downstairs. I've already been to the gym. I'm at my desk. I'm trying to get a couple of things done before I leave. He comes in. He's got his gym clothes on. He's like, I'm getting ready to leave. I said, you know I'm leaving in an hour to go record with Shannon. And he's like, oh, that's on my calendar. Yes, it's on your calendar. We sit down at the beginning of every month and do calendar where I give him all of the things that he needs to know about. This isn't even all of the things that I have on my calendar, just the things that concern him.
Fair enough.
So that he has to be home or knows what time he has to take somebody, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. Look at the calendar. So he should have known this. But even still, here he is, headed out the door to go to the gym.
Did he go?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's not a big deal. It's just that he should have known this. We've been married 11 years this month.
It's a long time.
It is. And things are good. We have a good marriage. I like him most days.
Most days.
When you see celebrities who get divorced, it's always a irreconcilable differences, or we just agreed to part ways. We still really love each other. I want to know what those reasons are.
I bet you most of them are pretty ridiculous.
Well, I have a list of ridiculous reasons.
Do you really?
Ridiculous reasons I might at some point in the future leave my husband.
Okay, I can't wait to hear these. Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, I have said this over and over again. I've said it on social media. If we ever get divorced, it'll be over food.
Why is that?
Joey doesn't share food. You remember that from Friends? Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Joey doesn't share food. My husband has this idea in his head that he has free reign to all food.
Really?
So if I go to lunch with the girls, bring home leftovers. I can be ready to eat that the next day for lunch and it's gone.
Oh, that would drive me insane.
It's gone. Or I will buy food specifically because I'm going to fix something for dinner.
Uh-huh.
It's gone.
Oh, that would be maddening.
It's just disappeared.
And when you realize that it's gone and you need it at that moment, will he replace it? Go to the store and get more?
He will, but he's the slowest moving man in America. So you can send him to the store for one thing and he'll be gone 45 minutes.
The store is a really challenging place to get in and out of sometimes.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it would be that hard to get in there and buy buns or
whatever, yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing, and here he comes home with 10 things, and he's been, it's irritating.
But here's the thing, that's not really a ridiculous reason to divorce him, because we do eat so much. Eating is one of the main socialization times that we have during our day. So
yes,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, but it's always that one thing that I need. Here's the other thing he does that's related to food. Kids are so possessive about their things.
Yeah.
Especially Jude, who is very particular about every little thing, where things are placed on the plate, where you put this, blah, blah, blah. He will take food from the kids' plates under the guise of, well, they're not going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he puts it in his mouth, they realize it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a meltdown of epic proportions because Dad ate my last chicken nugget, or Dad ate two of my French fries, or Dad ate the crust of my pizza. It makes no difference that they weren't going to eat the crust of the pizza.
It's just that it's not there anymore for them
exactly. And it's rude.
Yeah, it's pretty rude.
It's rude. Just ask, are you going to eat that chicken nugget? Can I have it? No, he just eats it.
I guess he figures because he's the daddy that he kind of has an entitlement. that food.
I don't even know if it's that. I think he just
is oblivious.
Yeah.
Does he have to console the kids when they have the meltdown?
No,
or is that
because they're mad at him. Yeah. So I'm the one that has to do the consoling.
Oh, that would be awful.
It's a beating.
Awful.
It's a beating because then I'm all, oh, yeah, I know. Daddy's mean. He shouldn't have eaten your pizza.
I mean, it takes about 3 minutes to pop a dino nugget or two in the microwave and it's ready to go.
Or about 10 seconds to say, hey, you gonna eat that?
Yeah, there's that. I don't blame you for that. I would absolutely leave him because of that.
Makes me nuts.
So if you need a character witness in court when it's time for divorce day, let me know because okay. I will be there.
Here's my other one. Laundry. He washes laundry. He does laundry. But and I do we probably share probably like 65-35 with me doing most of the laundry. Mm-hmm. I'm really good about washing it. He's pretty good about folding it. But when he runs out of something and he washes the clothes, he only takes his clothes out of the hamper.
No way.
Oh, it's so irritating.
No way.
Yes. And then the other day I fussed at him about it again. So then he's out of underwear, so he's going to wash underwear. He just washes the underwear.
Nothing else?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
Exactly.
Like, you have to put in extra effort to go and sort through and just find your underwear to do a load of laundry.
Yes. So if you're going to just pick the underwear, why wouldn't you just pick all of the dark clothes or all of the colors? No, he's just going to go through and just pick underwear.
That's dumb. I mean, I don't think that your husband is a dumb man.
No.
But that's a dumb choice.
I know. So then I have to do an entire another load of laundry because he only washed the underwear.
I would ban him from washing. You should do the washing, and he can do the drying and the folding.
That sounds
simple,
like a plan.
Easy peasy.
Except he would run out of underwear before I did, and he would be without underwear.
Well, that's not a big deal. That would probably make him learn his lesson a little bit, maybe.
Or
possibly.
If he should just buy more like I do.
Yeah. When you run out, just get new ones.
That's what I'm thinking.
Never wear them twice.
Okay, I have another one.
What is it?
The way he cleans the kitchen. Now, I know, in theory, I should be happy that he's cleaning the kitchen at all because I know women who have husbands that don't clean the kitchen and blah, blah, blah.
Not true.
And if he would just clean the kitchen, that would solve the problem. But instead, he takes 2.5 hours to clean the kitchen.
Doing what?
He'll start by, you know, clearing the dishes. He'll put them in the sink. Mm-hmm. And then he'll throw the towel over his shoulder and go sit down and watch a TV show. Mm-hmm. And the food still needs to be put away. And he now has dishes soaking in the sink. By the time he comes back to them, the water's cold. The suds are gone. Mm-hmm. He may come back and wash a couple of things, put the food away. He'll take another break. Oh, for the love of God, can you just clean the kitchen?
Now, is the TV in a place where he can see it while he's cleaning the kitchen? So there's really no reason for him to stop doing what he's doing.
No, he's just relaxing.
That's ridiculous.
Why? Why does it take you 2.5 hours to clean the kitchen? We ate at 7 and it's 9:30.
I couldn't do it.
It makes me nuts. And then if I go in there to clean the kitchen, like if he's already started and I go in there to finish, he'll say, oh, no, I got it.
No, you don't. You're sitting and watching TV.
If you had it, it would be done already. Yeah. It takes you 2.5 hours to do what would take me 10, maybe 15 minutes.
I remember when I had a roommate. Mm-hmm. He was a guy, Keith. Mm-hmm. And he would clean, but it wasn't to my satisfaction. I think that a guy's idea of clean mm-hmm. a lot of times is completely different than a female's version of clean. So they might wipe the counter down after you just had chicken and got the chicken juice everywhere. They might wipe it down with the same towel they're about to dry the dishes off with.
Yeah.
That doesn't float in my world.
Yeah, and I try to make concessions about that. Like, he does that thing where he leaves the sponge wet in the sink, which makes me nuts.
That's so gross.
Oh, it's gross, and then it's stinky and bleh. But I try not to be, you know, too overbearing about the way that he does things. But come on, man, clean the kitchen already and move on.
But at some point, you have to be a little bit overbearing because his lack of interest in doing things affects your life in a way. You know, if you need to go in the kitchen and do something and he's trying to kick you out because he needs 2.5 hours to get it done, that affects your life, and that's not fair.
It's just irritating. It just makes me crazy.
It makes things more difficult than they need to be, and that's not, you already have enough crap going on.
I want to go downstairs and have some ice cream, but I can't, because I can't feel like I can't do it because the kitchen's not clean.
Uh-huh.
I have to start cooking in a clean kitchen.
That makes sense.
And I clean as I go along so that there's not a million things to clean when we're done eating. And that's the other thing. So there's really minimal cleanup, just the dishes that we ate off of. And normally we eat off a paper plate, so there's not even really that. Clean the kitchen, man.
That would drive me crazy. I'd love to see him clean the bathroom. I bet that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, we have a housekeeper now.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
That's good.
It's my saving grace.
That's good. Congratulations.
I'm never giving her up.
I don't blame you for
that. I'll get rid of him before I get rid of the housekeeper.
See, when I get rich, that's something that I definitely would love to invest in, is to have somebody come in and clean my house just, you know, once a month maybe.
Oh, man.
Wipe everything down, do the baseboards, get one good clean in, and then I can maintain it mostly for the rest of the month, but someday.
Yeah, my dream is to be wealthy enough to have a housekeeper that comes twice a week. How great would that be?
That would be awesome.
I know. Okay, I have another one.
What?
The thermostat. I am convinced that there are people that have gotten divorced over the thermostat.
It's a good reason.
I can tell the difference, a 1 degree difference I can tell. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you trying to freeze me out? Why it's on 78 now, isn't it?
Oh, you like it at 79?
Well, it just depends on the time of the year, but we keep it somewhere between 77 and 79.
Mm-hmm.
And so the temperature of the room is always kind of a variable, but he'll come in and turn on the ceiling fan and then walk back out of the room.
No.
Dude.
Why?
Did you see me sitting in here? Did I look like I was hot? I don't understand why you just turned on the fan and then you left.
That's kind of the equivalent of walking in a room, changing the TV channel, and then deciding that you'd rather go in your room and read.
Yes.
There's no rhyme or reason behind it, and it's just enough to drive the other person crazy.
Or turning the light off.
Yeah.
He does that too. He'll come in. We have issues about the lighting in the house.
Uh-huh.
I don't like dark light. If it's dark, I'm going to sleep.
Okay.
So he'll come in and turn off the light. Well, I'll be watching TV and he'll come in and turn on the fan and turn out the light. And then he's like, sitting down. What are you doing?
Okay. So you said that you keep your thermostat at 78, 79?
Yeah.
So you would never survive with me. I keep it at 72.
No, I'd die.
72. My room is frigid at night and I love it that way.
I would die.
Okay, so we're never going to be roommates.
No, we're not.
We've established that.
I'd be like in sweatpants and a sweatshirt all the time.
Oh, it's so amazing.
And a parka.
So amazing. If you come in my house, you live with the cold or get out.
I would die.
Oh, well.
Okay, this is my number one gripe.
Ridiculous reason that you might divorce your husband at some point.
Ridiculous reason that I would divorce my husband.
Okay, I can't wait.
Where are you? I think cell phones have kind of ruined us a little bit, because before you had a cell phone and you left somewhere, you went to go somewhere, you would leave a note.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I ran to the store. Hey, I, you know, went to go pick up my kid
whatever.
So he doesn't do that. Sometimes he just gets up and leaves. And I'm like, where are you? And then he doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't respond to the text.
That's not cool.
And then 10 minutes later, he's like walking in the door. Where have you been? Oh, I ran to the store. Did you tell anybody? And I have this thing, and this is probably an irrational fear in my head, but I have this idea of something happening and I can't find him. And then the police are called and they're like, where's your husband? I'm like, I don't know. He was here.
Happens somewhere down the road and he just so happens to fit the description of the suspect and you have no alibi, and he comes and you can't be his alibi, and then he comes to you and asks you to lie, saying you knew where he was, but you can't, because you can't lie to the cops.
You've been watching too much SVU.
Never seen it. That's just my mind.
You just went way. I was thinking more in terms of like there's an emergency with the kid and I can't track him down.
Oh. Okay, not a murder down the street. Gotcha.
No, I was thinking more of, you know, I broke my ankle and I need to go to the doctor and there's no one to drive me.
Okay. My mind is a little dark right now, I guess.
A little bit.
Does he have an iPhone?
He does.
Track him on it.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
My sister does that with her husband.
Does she?
Yeah. The other day we were doing something together and he was late, because he's always late. And so I looked over and she's like watching him drive to the place that they're at. And I didn't know that you could do that. But she has tracking on a lot of people.
Oh.
My sister's like stealth mode psychotic.
Wow.
Tracking everybody on the iPhone.
Tell her I'm going to call her.
You should definitely do that because it would ease a lot of your worries.
I know. Well, even in the morning, like when before I get ready to go work out, I leave at the crack of dawn. I always just tap him on the shoulder. Hey, I'm leaving.
That's good. That's
just
nice.
So you know.
That's considerate.
If I'm asleep on a Saturday morning and he gets up to go work out or go to Lowe's or whatever it is he's doing, I can wake up and he's just gone.
That's rude.
Where are you?
That's inconsiderate, especially when you have kids.
See?
That would not fly with me. I would put him in consideration classes or something. There's got to be some kind of course to teach you to think about other people.
Pre-divorce classes.
I think he might need that.
If you don't take care of all of these issues, you could be divorced.
Just go all the way. Serve him with papers. Really scare him. Threaten to take half.
Yeah, we don't have that much to take.
Well, half is better than nothing.
This is true.
And you definitely should work out your alibi story, just in case there is a murder down the street. I don't want him to go to jail just because he's not very considerate.
That's true.
So we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
If you've made it 11 years and you've managed to put up with the crap this long, I think that you can make it a lifetime.
Probably. But just in case, I have a list.
And make sure that he listens to this.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Just accidentally have it on one day when you know he's going to be in the room or turn it on in his car somehow.
Or I'll just tell him, listen.
Yeah.
If you don't get it together, this list, go down and check them off. Or else I'm divorcing you.
Fair enough. And if you do leave him, you can always come to me.
I love it.
And I love you.
I love you too, Shannon.
Hasta la vista, baby.